This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
This is where I kind of go, what? Wait, what? What? Wait, what? Wait, what? What? Wait, what? I do that, not to annoy you, but whenever I see in the news or a family member or whatever claim that somebody caused their heart attack, as a doctor, I call BS right away. And mind you, I respect the person who's claiming this, but many of you guys, you do this all the time. Like, oh my gosh, my mother-in-law is going to be the death of me. Now, I mean, if you really think she's going to shoot you in your sleep, that's okay. But if you say that your mother-in-law is going to cause you to have a heart attack, I don't know if I buy that. You know, some people say they're afraid to have sex, right? Because their dad had a heart attack, died in bed, so they don't want to have sex because they'll, you know, have a heart attack also. Sex doesn't necessarily, again, cause the heart attack either. If you're going to be prone to having a heart attack, you're going to have a heart attack. So I guess the reason why my, you know, panties are all up in a bunch is because I guess former First Lady Barbara Bush, who I respect a lot, and may she rest in peace, had, I guess, written a book. And she blamed President Trump for her heart attack. She also, according to Fox News, said she didn't consider herself a Republican. Now, she had died last year, roughly around April 2018. She was 92 years old. And then, unfortunately, her husband, you know, George H.W. Bush, died at the age of 94 just a few months later. And according to an excerpt in her upcoming book, The Matriarch, Barbara Bush and the Making of an American Dynasty, author Susan Page, who was USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief, asked the former First Lady in October 2017 if she considered herself a Republican, and she said she did. However, when Bush was asked the same question back in February 2018, she had a different answer. She said, I'd probably say no today. And she was also hesitant to campaign for her son, from what we remember, when he launched his 2016 presidential bid. And I guess the reason why is she saw how brutal the presidency was and the road to it. And, you know, she did, you know, decide to campaign for Jeb because she was her child and, quote, because she was alarmed by Trump. Now, this is according to the author. This is the author's take. Now, as you know, Jeb Bush dropped out of the race after the South Carolina primary. And then in 2016, Barbara Bush had suffered a heart attack. And I don't really remember the, you know, the news release and, you know, what happened. But according to this author, they claim that the episode was blamed on the presidential campaign and Trump's constant ridicule of Jeb during the election cycle. Now, apparently the Bushes were not big fans of Donald Trump. They said there's criticism that they found dating back in the 90s. But respect, may she rest in peace, respect to, you know, any of our country's matriarchs and leaders, but we need to get over this, we need to get over this phrase, this soundbite of people causing heart attacks. Now, mind you, there's a lot of stress. You could be married to somebody, let's say, and that person could be abusive. That person could be so mean. You could feel unloved, and you could have health effects from that long term. But, you know, somebody out there, esoterically, right, that causes you to have a heart attack, I just don't buy that. You know, I remember after the Bush-Gore election. I know some of you weren't even born at that time. But during the Bush-Gore election, people came in. That was, what, 2004? People came in saying they were depressed and that this man is going to be the death of them and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, everybody hold on. People said the same thing about Obama, that we were all going to die, you know, because of death panels and things like that. Okay, nobody died. Everybody calm down. Somebody out there esoterically can rarely have that effect on you. If you manifest it in your mind and you let it bother you, yes, you can. But saying somebody out there is causing your depression, causing your anxiety, now mind you, with the exception of Hitler, right, or Mussolini or some Stalin or whatever, you know, with the exception of a dictator who you think, you know, is going to kill you, it's you that's manifesting the stress and how you take it. A lot of people were upset. A lot of people were upset with Obama's second win. And I would tell people, I go, look, if you are that mad at Obama for winning a second term, and I say the same for those of you upset about Trump, all right? The one win you give any of these people is if you can't go on with your life as a result of it. So, ain't nothing but a chicken wing. Move on. One of the biggest weapons out there is apathy. It is. If you ever break up, how many of you guys have ever been dumped by somebody or broke up with somebody? Okay, two numbers to count for me. And you sitting there going, oh, they're going to see me on social media and cry, and they're going to, no. That lets them win. The best revenge is you looking like you're good and ain't no thing. You forgot about them. They're old news. Well, you know, same thing. Don't let somebody, quote unquote, win thinking they caused your heart attack or they caused your demise. Because it's really flattering to some people. You need to show that, you know what, that was some blip in my past and I've moved on and I'm actually doing better as a result. And that just always seems to work. So, now, with that being said, check your hearts, people. If you have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, don't be dinking around. Because, yes, traumatic events can put you at risk for a heart attack. But you could have a heart attack no matter what. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I know there's men running all over the place. It's raining men. Hallelujah. So, sorry. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know really what is going on with the Jussie Smollett case. I was just as shocked as you a few days ago when they say the charges were all dropped. I was a little confused because I thought he told the police he did it. Maybe I'm wrong. So I'm not too sure. All I hear is now the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who we haven't really seen a lot in the news since his Obama days. He's mad. And he, I guess, went on Good Morning America, from according to Daily Mail, doubling down on his criticism of the case. Now, from what I understand, Jesse Mollett, who, again, I'm a fan of on Empire. I think he's a very, very talented actor and singer, was allegedly attacked about a month or two ago. And slurs were used, homophobic slurs, racist slurs were used. And injected into that was war cry for Trump, Make America Great Again. That didn't really make a lot of sense. You know, that just seemed a little too obvious because the average person who's a racist and who's a complete idiot and mistreats people doesn't really stop, you know, to, you know, pin credit on a president or a human being. I mean, if, you know, somebody is going to, you know, do stupid and evil, they're going to do stupid and evil. But there was a specific reference to Make America Great Again with Jesse Smollett's assault. Then, I guess, police investigated, and they found that two of allegedly Jesse Smollett's friends were involved in the attack. And it was purported that he had paid them to attack him. Things were... injuries were self-sustained, or, you know, inflicted, either self-inflicted or inflicted by the friends, and then police apparently, allegedly got savvy. So then Smollett was, I guess, facing 48 years behind bars, 16 felony charges, because he allegedly lied to the police before the attack, and then from what we understand, retracted. I'm not exactly sure. We don't have the details. And he completed community service, paid $10,000 bond. But then we all of a sudden found out that charges were dropped. Cook County Courthouse also revealed that every trace of the case has been wiped from the systems. And we're being told no motions were filed. It's just done. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel is upset. He decried the decision after hearing about it during a police academy graduation ceremony. And so he went on to Good Morning America and demanded more answers. He says this does not add up. They better get the story straight. This is making fools of us all. He said he abused the city of Chicago. He committed a crime here. He lied about something. And then he went on adding that it was not just the state, but also a grand jury who thought Smollett was guilty. They said he wanted to get his name clear. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's find out what happened. So, and then we're being told that the mayor may actually be suing Smollett for about $150,000 due to the resources that the Chicago police spent on that case. So, I'm not going to go into too much more detail because, again, a lot of this is hearsay. And I don't really know what the heck is going on. But, I think the reason why things like this draw so much attention, well, one is, you know, he's a star, and Empire is it's one of my favorite shows. I love watching Empire. It's a very, very highly popular show on Fox. But a big thing that drives people crazy is the predictability and the when you have something that's kind of, you know, consistency of law. That kind of frustrates a lot of people. We think that if there's law, there's prior laws, there's precedent to set. And so if you, let's say, do something bad, and other people have done that same bad thing, you know, like steal a candy bar from a convenience store. Well, if Joe got this punishment, you're going to probably get the same punishment. If somebody killed somebody, and they had to spend life in jail, then you're probably going to spend life in jail. And the one thing that kind of confuses me, and I think really bothers a lot of people, is somebody could do one crime and just have the book thrown at them, and then somebody else with the exact same crime and nothing. Nothing happens. This is why people were so mad at Hillary Clinton. You've had people in the military, I mean, you know, put in jail for years for doing allegedly 1/100th what possibly Hillary Clinton was accused of. yet they're in jail and she's not. So people get really, really mad about that. That's why people are so passionate about what's going on with Donald Trump. Even though, you know, Mueller didn't find any evidence of collusion, you have a lot of people say, well, you know, Trump got away with this, you know, but other people don't get away with it. So we have a judicial system in place and investigative protocols that are supposed to be very consistent, very predictable, where, look, we did this, we did this, we did this. Same thing with Kavanaugh. I mean, Kavanaugh had how many FBI investigations that were all came up negative, and then all of a sudden, this came up that he was a serial rapist? Well, again, you know, the agency goes back and they look, you know, what did you do? You know, did you leave any stone, you know, unturned? And so you could very easily go back and say, this was done, this was done, this was done. Now, true, some investigations may pick up something else. But if you do it right the first time, and then second time and third time, and you have that consistency, it should be very easy and reproducible. Well, same thing with law. If somebody, let's say, does something, admits they do something, then there should already be in place what that, you know, punishment would be, or, you know. Now, maybe he was innocent. But people are looking at this going, okay, wait a second. Why? If he is innocent, why? Tell us why. So that we could then use that, our lawyer can use that same precedence. No, it's all closed up. Okay, that confuses people. Now, I understand some attorneys may be out there saying, Dr. Dahlia, you're an idiot. And I trust me, you wouldn't be the first one to call me that. And you're probably saying, look, you don't understand. That's the whole art of law. Law is interpreted. And each state makes their own laws, each city, each court. Law gets to be interpreted anyway. Well, I get that law is an art, and I appreciate the art of law. I see the beauty to it. I think law is fascinating. My mother worked in the legal field. My brother's a lawyer. I appreciate the art of law. But when you're talking about your future, whether it involves going to jail, going to prison, community service, and you see one person who did the exact same thing as, and I know somebody will say, well, it wasn't exact because it was a different convenience store and it was a different candy bar, but roughly, right? Stealing a candy bar or, you know, killing somebody or whatever. There should be some reproducibility, some consistency with you do this, this happens. That's just the way it is. Now, I get, there are some cases out there where accidents happen. Well, then, if it is an accident, and you prove there's an accident, then this is what happens. This is then your punishment. You know, and I maybe I have to be careful what I'm asking for. Maybe if we have, you know, just basic, simple laws like that, we start turning into a country that's more, you know, I don't know, more monarchy. I don't know. But people don't like to see that those who are very wealthy, very blessed, very well connected don't seem to have the same rules apply as those of us that don't know the Obamas or the Clintons or the Trumps or the FBI or the, you know? And, you know, transparency is supposed to solve all that, but we're not getting that either. So, Jesse Smollett could be completely innocent. I don't know. But, if that doesn't happen to average Joe, people want answers. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I'm a walking in the rain. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says sooner rather than later, the Republicans will be known as the party of health care.
The Republican Party is the and you will see this very soon, because Obamacare is a disaster. It's too expensive by far. People can't afford it. And the deductible is horrible. So the premiums cost too much. The deductible is horrible. The only difference between now and the other administration is that we're administering Obamacare very well.
Jamie Kloss's accused kidnapper could be heading to prison very soon. Jake Patterson is due in a Barron County, Wisconsin court this afternoon, where he may plead guilty. He's facing murder charges for allegedly killing Kloss's parents and then kidnapping Kloss last year. Tonight's Powerball drawing is set for over $750 million with a cash option of $465 million. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts' Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people are kind of happy about this one. We're being told that we have a researcher who is making a synthetic alcohol drink that promises all the fun of drinking alcohol, but no hangover and possibly no liver disease. I'm not sure how much it would cost. I'm not really sure if people will want it or buy it. But Professor David Nutt, N-U-T-T, says he is one step closer to bringing his synthetic alcohol to the market. It's going to be branded as Alcarel. So, what is it? Well, he calls it, I think the generic name or the lab name is called Alco-Synth, like synthetic alcohol. And I guess he and his business partner have been raising millions of dollars from investors. And this isn't a brand new on a whim thing. He apparently started as a PhD student back in the 80s, studied the effects of alcohol on the brain. And it was too dangerous to be of clinical use because it could cause seizures when taken while sober. And I guess he was trying to find this alcohol antidote to reverse drunkenness. But it got him thinking about the GABA receptors. And stimulating the GABA receptors is something that alcohol does. And he's like, well, I want to stimulate the GABA receptor without causing the side effects. So he told The Guardian that we know where in the brain alcohol has its, quote, good effects and where it has its bad effects and what particular receptors mediate that. There's GABA, glutamate, serotonin, dopamine. The effects of alcohol, he says, are complicated, but you can target the parts of the brain you want to target. Now, Nutt, Professor Nutt, said, and stop giggling, that's his name, it's N-U-T-T, be nice, said a peak effect can be designed into the way the molecule binds to a receptor. So no matter how much you consume, you won't get paralytic. Now, this is being written by The Sun, so some of the terminology is British, so you might have to get a translator, you know. But I guess they're saying you won't get paralytic, you won't get, you know, hurt by the, by the effects. So it works by designed to imitate the positive aspects of booze. They say it removes the risk of liver damage and loss of control. And it's a derivative of benzodiazepine. Now, benzodiazepines we use for anxiety disorder. Xanax, Valium, Klonopin, those, okay? But it says it doesn't cause withdrawal symptoms. Now, experts believe the drug could be diluted to leave drinkers feeling mildly intoxicated instead of drunk. And the beverage apparently allows you to feel tipsy, get that buzz, without having the negative side effects of a hangover. Then you don't get the dry mouth, the nausea, the throbbing head. And he said, if you can manipulate that, other effects can be created. So let's say you have a business lunch and the people you're out with, everybody's having a cocktail. And you're in the type of business where if you order water or iced tea, it looks bad. And there's always somebody there that goes, oh, I'll just have an iced tea. You know, meanwhile, everybody else having Bloody Marys and, you know, scotch on rocks. And, you know, and you're like, no. You know, water with lemon, please. I'll just have some water with lemon. Nobody likes that person at the table. And I get, there's a lot of people out there that don't have alcohol. And I'm proud of you and shouldn't have alcohol. I get that. I really respect a lot of religions that don't drink alcohol. But when it's a person who actually can have alcohol and they choose not to, it really does kind of damper the mood. And so apparently they may have drinks for that where you could actually have a business alcohol glass of alcohol, be able to get through the business lunch. Well, I'm in medicine, so we don't do that. We aren't supposed to drink alcohol during the day. So we don't get those fun, fancy lunches. You know, I used to watch these movies in the 80s and 90s. And, yeah, Ferris Bueller was on. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was on. And, you know, the sister, Jennifer Grey, is one of my cousins. Yeah. I've never met her, though. I've never met her. I've reached out to her publicist. I'm like a fourth cousin, so I don't know. One day, I'd like to meet her. I would like to be family, but, you know, everybody always is, you know, suspicious of family coming out of the woodworks. But anyway, she's a cousin of mine. And in that movie, Ferris Bueller's dad is at, like, this fancy French restaurant, right? Because this was supposed to be like upper Chicago, you know, middle class, fancy, wealthy. And I'm like, why don't I ever get to go to a fancy French place for lunch. You know, I mean, doctors, that just doesn't happen. Yet, whoa, if a pharmaceutical company brings tacos, we are being accused of being in bed with pharmaceutical companies. It's so stupid. So stupid. So here's the 5-year plan. Professor Nutt and his team has this 5-year plan to get Alcarel regulated as a food additive or an ingredient, so food regulations rather than clinical trials apply. So rather than clinical trials has to be something medicinal, food regulations apparently are easier. And they're currently working with food scientists to create a drink product complete with its own bottle in order to get approval. Now, the process could take 3 years, but Nutt expects it to take longer due to Alcarel's unique functional qualities. So, fake alcohol. You guys dig? By the way, though, this isn't the first time a hangover-free alcohol alternative has been out there or suggested. Aldi launched a Prosecco, which supposedly doesn't give you a sore headache. I'm not really sure where Prosecco is. I think that's in Europe. I have to find out. So we're still kind of working on that one. But, you know, this infatuation with alcohol and this debate of is alcohol healthy for you or not, you know, I'll give you my opinion, okay, because it's been going back and forth where, no, alcohol causes cancer, don't drink alcohol, or alcohol causes diabetes, or alcohol is good for you because the French drink alcohol, the Italians drink alcohol, and they live long lives. How I look at it is when I was in Italy, and it was the first time I've been to Europe, and we went to Italy, and we went to a restaurant that was kind of off the beaten path, where it wasn't a lot of tourists. There were a lot of natives, right? You know, in Rome. And I saw what people did with wine. Okay? They would start out with their wine before they started their dinner. And they would sip. And, you know, meanwhile, I'm already halfway through my meal. Then we would be sat down at the same time. Then they'd get their meal. Then eat slow. Sip some more wine. Eat slow. Maybe not finish the whole plate. Relax, take it slow, drink some more wine. So then polish off a bottle, which for American standards is kind of a lot because a bottle is, what, 6 glasses? So 3 each? But I saw they didn't eat like pigs. And then they didn't order appetizer. They didn't order dessert. So there's an argument that they might have taken on less calories. I don't know, because wine is still high in calories. But the idea of eating slow, having the meal around the wine as opposed to everything being around the pasta or the meal, it was just a different attitude towards eating. And I wonder if that's why you'll see for some people some health benefits, because they're not rushing to eat and then trying to get the hell out of there. They're you know, enjoying their wine. So they eat slower, they eat less, and they digest better. I don't know. It's a thought. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. DALI. So a California-based company announced earlier last week that it is voluntarily recalling California-grown whole avocados over fear of possible Listeria contamination. Henry Avocado Corporation said in a news release that it announced a recall as part of a precaution after positive test results resulted in Listeria monocytogenes. They were discovered on environmental samples taken during a routine government inspection at its California packing facility. So they claim they are voluntarily recalling their products and taking every action possible to ensure the safety of consumers who eat our avocados. As of now, no reported illnesses. Now, apparently, the packed products were done in California and distributed in Arizona, California, Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. All shipments from the facility are subject to recall. The company did not begin packing there until late 2019. They say avocados imported from Mexico and distributed by Henry Avocado are not subject to the recall, and they may continue to be sold and consumed. How do you know if your avocado came from Mexico or California? I don't know. Maybe there's a sticker on it. I'm not sure. Consumers can identify the recalled products by the Bravocado stickers. The organic avocados are labeled organic and include California on the sticker. That's how you could tell. Now, Listeria scares the hell out of us. If you remember back in 2012, a lot of people died. Can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in children. Could cause miscarriages. Can hurt the elderly. Can hurt those with weakened immune systems. So symptoms of listeriosis could be high fever, a severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. So if you think you've eaten a contaminated food, you have fatigue and muscle aches, etc., you need to contact your medical provider. Now, what makes this a little spooky is Listeria can affect you months later. I've heard of people who 6 to 8 weeks finally came down with their symptoms. So I don't remember when the last avocado... Well, I remember. I had some avocado this weekend. Before that, I really don't remember when my last avocado was. So the problem is if you start to feel tired, you don't feel well, you're having some abdominal issues, whatever, you got to go and get checked. Now, how can we tell? We get to a stool culture. I do telemedicine. People call up, say they don't feel right, they have some diarrhea. They don't, you know, I'm like, get a stool culture. We'll see if you have Listeria or Listeria. List. Should be L-I-S-T, right? Because it's short vowel, list, L-I-S-T. I got Listeria because I just do. When you're in science, you can do it however the hell you want with pronunciation. If you notice that, right? Like cholera and cholera. I've always learned it to be cholera, even though it's pronounced cholera. But I guess if you have an accent or you're prone to an accent, you're allowed to put that into your, you know, your medication and your pharmaceutical names. Yes, I have the glutamate receptor and the GABA receptor, and so I'm using the Wellbutrin for that to stimulate the dopamine and the adrenaline. And adrenaline. See, from the South, you go, yeah, those glutamate receptors really need some excitatory. I love talking from the South. The Southerners, because they really elongate their vowels. I think vowels are some of the most underappreciated letters in the alphabet. And that's why I really love Southerners, because they just, you know, really appreciate the vowels. The vowels. Like lemonade. I love it. Avocado. All right. Let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my most hated vegetables is the mushroom. But a study says that eating mushrooms can cut cognitive decline risk. They say eating mushrooms could reduce the risk of developing mild cognitive impairment, according to a study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Eating mushrooms. No. Not dropping shrooms. No. Eating mushrooms like on a salad. Okay. Researchers with the Department of Psychological Medicine and Department of Biochem at the NUS Yonglu Lin School of Medicine in Singapore spent 6 years from the years 2011 to 2017 collecting data on more than 600 Chinese seniors who were over the age of 60. And they found that those who ate more than two standard portions, which means a half a plate, oh gosh, I'd vomit. I cannot, oh my gosh, I can't eat one little baby mushroom. You know what my problem with mushrooms are? I'll eat like a goulash or a meat on noodles, and many of them will be in a mushroom sauce. And I won't be wearing my glasses, and I'll see a brown chunk, and I'll pierce my fork into it, and it'll be kind of soft, but have some substance to it, some density. And I'll pierce my fork into this brown kind of cube, round cube thing, thinking it's like going to be one of the last pieces of meat of my goulash or my meat and, you know, noodle, whatever, beef bourguignon, whatever the heck I'm eating. And I bring that succulent density that I'm anticipating to be meat. I start bringing it to my lips, and I'm already salivating because I love meat. Just talking about meat, I'm like ready to eat steak or something. I just love meat, red meat. And then I take my fork, I put it in my mouth, and it's not meat. It's a mushroom. I can't spit it out of my mouth fast enough. So bad. I think mushrooms, like what are those mushrooms I put on sandwiches and they act like it's the meat? Portobello? What are those big mushrooms, but they have like a meat name to it? I don't know. Yeah. I just think it's a mind blow. I don't think that's fair. But anyway, so what they did is they looked at those who had more than two standard portions, which is half a plate, to have a 50% reduced odds of having mild cognitive impairment. Well, I'm on my way to having full cognitive impairments. I don't think that's... I think I'm on a different path. So, MCI, according to a statement on the findings from the NUS Young Lu Lin School of Medicine, says the stage between the cognitive decline of normal aging and the more serious decline of dementia is MCI. Seniors afflicted with that often display some form of memory loss or forgetfulness and show other deficits such as language, attention, and visuospatial abilities. But the changes can be very subtle, as they do not experience the disabling cognitive deficits that affect everyday life activities. Okay? So there's six type of mushrooms. Gosh, really, there's six types that they looked at. Golden, oyster, shiitake, white button, dried mushrooms, and canned. Oh my gosh, if you ever want to torture me, make me eat a can of canned mushrooms. Now, they say there's a compound in the mushroom called ergothionine. Oh, no. Ergothionine. It's E-I-N-E. I don't think that's... I think that's either a typo or that's not an American term. You don't use E-I-N-E. Anyway, it might be linked to the reduced prevalence of MCI in mushroom eaters. This ergothionine, I'm going to call it. It's an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. Humans can't synthesize it themselves, but if they get it from dietary sources, such as mushrooms, they have some surprising and encouraging results. So other foods could help do that too. Berries, nuts, seeds, whole grains, avocados, as long as they're not being recalled, eggs. They could also be beneficial for brain health for both the short and long term, according to Medical News Today. The only time I will eat a mushroom, only time, is if it's in mushroom ravioli and you pretend, tell me it's meat, and I don't really know for sure what the hell I'm eating, and then I'm like, oh, that kind of tasted good, and you got to hide the taste. I could do mushroom ravioli, and that's about it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.